Breakfast with Russell and Nadia on ABC Radio Perth and WA.
It started off as a great adventure from one side of Australia to the other, from Steep Point in WA to Byron Bay in New South Wales, a group of mates travelling through the outback on their motorbikes. Almost halfway there, on a remote gravel road, one of the riders, Alastair Patterson, crashed his bike and was seriously injured. Now, despite the efforts of staff at the nearby remote community medical centre, Alastair died that night. The next day, a second rider, Philip Jones, crashed his bike. Passing travellers and other riders tried to keep him alive, but he died at the scene.
These men died on Aboriginal country and they needed to go home. So the local community at Warrakoona invited family and friends of the riders to take them home. Well, to take their spirit home. It's believed to be the first time Aboriginal people have held this type of ceremony for non-Aboriginal people, and they allowed local police to film it. Here's community elder and educator Daisy Ward.
The spirit is waiting, 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 and that's why we got the families in, so they could take it back home, and then it automatically form into the body of the family and could... for protection, to look after. Any danger, he's there. Warning signs, like a guardian angel. Family's got the feelings, we've got the feelings. We share the tears together with the family. And that's a good thing, ba. Sharing with love and kindness.
Acting Senior Sergeant Wendy Kelly is from Warrakoona Police Station and she joins us this morning. So lovely to talk to you. How did this all come about? Why did the community want to bring the family in and be part of this ceremony?
Yeah, good morning. Basically, after the tragedies occurred, the community came to us and said, look, we really feel like we need to do something. Because it was on their land, that's the reason why they wanted it. They felt somehow responsible for what had happened.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the meaning behind the ceremony?
When they passed away, their spirit was still at the crash site. So we had a gentleman come up from Warburton and he captured the spirit in his hands and then he placed them inside one of each of the family members for them to take him home.
And this is filmed and it's incredibly moving to watch. Can you describe how this man caught the spirits and how they put him into the family's bodies?
Whilst we were all standing, the family were actually seated on a blanket. This gentleman was walking around. He's seen where the spirit is. One was behind a tree and he was peeping apparently around the corner, so looking at the family. So the gentleman has grabbed his spirit. He's taken the first one, he's taken it back to the wife and he's actually literally put it into his wife's stomach. The second one, he was walking around looking and he found him. He's actually grabbed his spirit and then he's put it into the son of the second one to keep them safe.
Acting Senior Sergeant Wendy Kelly is our guest from Warrakoona Police. This story is really incredible. This is a story about inclusion. This is a story about breaking down barriers, bringing cultures together. For
yes.
The families that were participating in this, like Karen Jones, the wife of Philip, who died after crashing his motorcycle on Great Central Road. Let's have a listen to her and what it meant to her.
It was just... Powerful, yes.
Comforting, and really comforting.
We were swept along with it, I think,
and
moved by the whole thing. But having everyone there we knew was supporting us at the same time made it so much easier. And yes, we've all noticed it has felt more healing today. I feel like we've done something really positive for ourselves and the family. We can't thank them enough for what the community, the police, the nursing staff, the teachers, everybody has just got behind us.
Well, that's Karen Jones there. Very emotional. Why do the locals want the spirit to go home with the family? What's the belief behind that?
They're there alone. They didn't want them to be here alone. So having them placed inside of the respective family members, it allows the family to go, that spirit to go with the family. But it's also, as Daisy mentioned, it's like that's their guardian angel now. That spirit will look after them.
Wendy, how rare is it for white people to be invited up into a ceremony like this?
I don't think it's been done before, Russell. I think I believe it's possibly the first time that it's happened.
How did it feel to you to be there and to see it?
As Nadia says, you know, it was very emotional. Yeah. It's getting a bit teary now, but yeah, it is. It was a very emotional day for everybody.
Well, we congratulate everybody involved. I can't think of a more respectful, meaningful way of bringing closure to two families and allowing them into that culture for that experience. I mean, it sounds so powerful.
And I think also too, Wendy and Russ, the giving some cultural understanding, bringing sort of two very different cultures together and giving those families an insight into something that we never see.
No, and I believe the family really didn't know what was going to be happening. We actually didn't know that how many family members were coming, and we were blown away with the response from the families. They flew here from over east, you know, and drove from Yallara and then arrived, and it was just amazing catching up with them and a couple of their friends as well.
Wendy, thank you so much for sharing this story with us today.
No, you're welcome.
That's Acting Senior Sergeant Wendy Kelly from Warrakoona Police. This is on the police website, WA Police website, and we've also popped it on our Facebook page. It's only 3.5 minutes. The ceremony has been filmed, so you do see the spirit ceremony, and you also, again, bringing two cultures together. They also plant a white cross at the scene where they died as well, so very much joining two cultures together. It's worth a look.
You cannot go beyond this day without seeing it. You must spend 3.5 minutes. It's a struggle to watch it with dry eyes. It is so deeply moving. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.